By early 1907, the Bards had rented a house in the Mapleton Hill neighborhood of Boulder, Colorado. Mary was two, and Sydney was pregnant again. Boulder prided itself on being a healthful, civilized, scholarly community. It was home to the University of Colorado and to a lively and extensive Chautauqua Assembly, a mass cultural movement whose proponents believed in self-improvement through education. Ringed by mining towns and camps producing gold, silver, tungsten, and coal, Boulder dedicated itself to higher culture. Sydney and Gammy spent time with Gammy's three sisters who had settled there. Sydney joined the Friday Musical Club, which gave monthly afternoon recitals. On March 26, 1907, Anne Elizabeth Campbell Bard was born. The family called her Betsy, a nickname she would use throughout her childhood. Darcy, as usual, was away on a mining trip. Betty's account of her own birth has Gammy, dashing, scatterbrained, and panicky to summon a veterinarian neighbor to help. Sydney sent the vet home, cut and tied the umbilical cord herself, and named her newborn daughter in Gammy's honor. Betsy was born into the inadvertent matriarchy created by her father's nearly constant absence. At its head was the grandmother whose name she shared. Despite Gammy's bell-like youth and delicate features, her central attribute was the core strength that fueled her steely perseverance. Then came Sydney, who had chosen adventure over security and would continue to do so, compelled first by her husband and later by the dreams, whims, needs, and demands of her children. And most important, there was Betsy's big sister, Mary. With the dogged determination and born leadership of the classic eldest child, Mary Bard would set the path for Betsy throughout her life. This sister was a force of nature, at least to her siblings. When she made a plan, and Mary always had a plan, resisting it was nearly impossible. Veering away from her sister's plan was a skill Betsy eventually learned, but seldom practiced. Whether traveling in Mary's protective wake or pushed ahead by one of Mary's stubborn schemes, Betsy's dance with this sometimes maddening but intensely beloved sister would be her most defining relationship. The Reverend Eliezer Sibbald baptized Betsy at St. John's Episcopal Church in Boulder on May 12, 1907. The date of the baptism matters because later in her life, for reasons unclear, Betty McDonald shaved a year off her age. By the time she became famous, her birth year was recorded as 1908, but this was physically impossible. By March 26, 1908, Sydney was pregnant with her third child. Boulder County did not register births in 1907, but the baptismal record tells the tale. Darcy was on the move constantly, with and without his family. On April 14, 1907, the Anaconda Standard reported, "Darcy Campbell Bard is in the city from Nevada and will leave in a few days for Arizona." His daughter Betsy was just a few weeks old. He was likely in Nevada when she was born, and he had almost certainly not yet seen her. After the Arizona trip, he made it back to Boulder in time for Betsy's christening, but departed again almost immediately. By June, Darcy was in Missoula, Montana, on business. "When I was a few months old," Betty wrote, "Mother received the following wire from Daddy. 'Leaving for Mexico City for 2 years Thursday. Be ready if you want to come along.'" This was Monday. Mother wired, "We'll be ready," and she was. In the event, the Bards remained in Mexico less than 1 year. The Bards' next home was in Placerville, Idaho. Of all the places the Bards lived for any length of time, Placerville was the most remote.